Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Here comes the Big Three on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
We the Big Three, like we started a league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali.
Tell us things they used to do. Tell us how they used to groove and think. Do the songs that they can scream.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, and Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited.
Where it can scream on them, we're going down with all them songs. I still just want to jump around and sing songs by ancient modern things. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on a rig and scrape. No, some was told by Gino D. I grew up on Kid. I grew up on Ronnie. I grew up on Ollie. Grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel. Hope you don't feel good, cause I play I'm me and thing. I don't need my rank and scrape. I hope that y'all don't think I let it go. Hope you don't think cause I make rock music and thing. But I don't let CBS play. That I won't play no smoky double O. My old mind will tell me how it used to be. How they would get jiggy and thing. Cause the sound of rank and scrape won't go. Feel like my generation eased up on this thing. Like we ain't grew up on this thing. A part of me still wanna sing. They rank and scrape gone and they try to put it in a coffin. But this thing give you that feeling. Where rank and scrape gone and we're going down with all them songs then. I still just wanna jump around and sing songs by Iris Star and Ting. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on a rank and scrape. No, some was told by Gino D. I grew up on K. I grew up on Ronnie, I grew up on Ollie, grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel. Hope you don't feel cause I play IMBNT. I don't need my ranking straight. Wonder why y'all think I let this go. Hope you don't think cause I make rap music and think that I won't let D-Mock play. That I won't play no smoky double. Some of the greatest stars.
You got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, December 30th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with MJ and Pearly in studio with you today. The Mod Squad in full effect. It is Tuesday, December 30th, the eve of Christmas Eve. I hope you...
Of New Year's Eve. You still living.
The eve of New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve Eve.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, first of all, let me be the first to say I hope you had a very Merry Christmas.
Wonderful. Spent a lot of time with my special person.
I was talking to the listeners.
Oh, don't you mean to me. Are you looking at me, dude?
But you sitting at the other end of the table. I don't
we know how your Christmas went. We
I can't help but see you. I wish you was in my peripheral.
And you know, I had a great day yesterday, so we'll talk about that in the back half.
In the back half.
Mm. Yeah, I'm so excited.
But for the first time.
That's all right.
Pearly gets to take the daunted golden goblet.
He's sipping from the golden
goblet. Of the Talking Heads. Of the press box. Of the press box.
Congratulations, Pearly. Good stuff.
Yes. He is the champ. I still remain the only two-time champ in that league. But if I couldn't go for three, I'm glad my brother Pearly got it.
Well done.
Shout out to Stifula. Hey, that was a great final.
Stiffy Army.
Was great.
And listen, I'm proud of the two of you all because that league, if you got a pretty record in that league, you're destined to lose.
Yep.
Enjoy the regular season. Chase the highest scoring team in the league.
Yep.
But you destined to get beat by a team with a record of 8-6. Or 7-7. Right. Look at the history of the league.
Middling team.
I am the definition of why wild card works.
Oh.
You are the definition of when you get first crack at the waivers, you can now become a tailor and take the fabric and create your own suit.
That's what I did.
When you got that pretty record trying to qualify for the playoffs and get a bye, you don't see waivers for weeks. And if your team hold up without injuries, you feel good. And then all of a sudden you get to the playoffs. Here come an injury or two or some genius coach saying, I'm going to sit you in the second half because we've already qualified for the playoffs.
I can only imagine how many teams were affected when Patrick Mahomes went down.
Right. And another...
Listen, certain fella playing in another league for third place must have forgotten Patrick Mahomes because he didn't even pull him.
Oh, wow.
No, that certain fella,
He just giving it to me.
When he go out in the first round, he's just be like,
oh, so he's giving it to me. Thanks, chef. Third place. That's
right. But, and listen, my strategy worked. I know Big Kelsey in the Talking Heads League. I know he was coming guns to the wall, but see, I laid in the cut.
So you leading him right now?
No, he got me by a couple points, but see, the matchups favor me now.
Yeah.
He got some people that may end up resting next week.
I hope he ain't got Matthew Stafford.
But guess who got Brock Purdy playing for the NFC West Championship against the Seattle Seahawks in San Francisco?
Don't tell me he's one naughty.
This guy.
This is fantastic.
And guess what?
He's excited.
There's a certain wide receiver out there waiting for me to grab too. I'm not going to call no names, but he's there too.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Well, you know, you get one, I get one. That'd be great.
And hopefully, you know, I got to bring some sort of championship home. MJ getting used to championships like 3-4 years in a row.
Okay.
Now, we'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. But like I said, a couple of things we got to get to.
Yep.
And we got to talk about within the headlines. But there's one thing that I think collectively all of us would like to say right now, and I'm going to let everybody fire in, but to the family of the late Tonya Smith Cartwright.
Yes.
That, Tonya, I got to talk to you like you're around me because we ain't talking football no more. We ain't talking comedy. We ain't talking politics.
Yeah.
Listen, always a supporter of me and MJ, and we were a supporter of her writing and all her creativity.
So talented. What do you call them?
Those montages and capsules and packages that she put on multiple media houses and news stations and television stations and radio. And just good old-fashioned, good Bahamian people.
And always just like a pleasant soul.
I
don't think we have ever been around her that she was in like just the joy in the moment.
And she
could have
just talked-ish with the best of them.
And happy and, yeah, it's just a profound, loss.
Her and I worked together at ZNS for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known her for a long time. I know her ex-husband. Knew him very well, know the family, and we have a lot of mutual friends. So when one of my former colleagues from ZNS called and said, "Did you hear?" I said, "Stop talking craziness. I just wish this woman happy Merry Christmas."
Yeah. Yep. It's a surprise.
So
one thing that
that's why you got to be good to people.
Because
you don't know when God can call you, and you got to answer why you was terrible to MJ on the naughty. And for 2026, I'm going to take a newer attitude in the terms of being more open.
Yeah. That actually sounds like
a good plan for 2026.
2026, I'm going to go back to the only child rules. I'm going to break some of that playbook out and be like, listen, if I don't like you and you don't like me, I wish you the best. You wish me the best. You go your way. I go my way. I don't have no time to base on you and your ism, schism, and your
negative. Peace be with you, my brother, and our sister, and go on to you.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I'm not going to change in 2026, Naughty, is being that guy.
I know. I was just going to say, come in some way.
But if you happen to be a Dolphin, an Eagle, a Steeler, or a 49er, I reserve the right to tell you about dinner behind, and you all do the same to me, back and forth.
But before we stray too far, we do want to send our deepest condolences. Yeah. I remember when she worked with us at another station where we used to do that. It was like a little mini talk show after your morning show and before my midday show, and it used to be so much fun.
And
Juju.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that good characters and good stuff. Yeah,
super talented. So condolences
good writer
to her family and her friends. She's going to be missed.
Keep you in our prayers.
She's going to be missed. And like I say,
may she rest in peace.
Don't Blink is another one of her babies that she was affiliated with producing and doing stuff
That's true.
The sports, I mean, I never forget. I mean, one of the more recent times we spoke was earlier this year when Joker's was closing. And the phone rang. Hey, old bag of bones, come tell two jokes on the news and let everybody know Joker's closing. Let me make sure I give you some credit because you've done a great job.
Yeah, she's going to be missed.
She's going to be missed. And if you knew her, one thing that Tanya would want you to do is keep a smile on your face and enjoy life. So many, especially this time of year, take an extra, tote an extra plate for Tanya. Have an extra glass of the bubbly for Tanya. Do it in... But do it. Remember what she lived for and the spirit that she embodied. And that's what we got to do moving into the new year.
Just remember to live.
To live. Yeah. And we got a lot. And when we look at the headlines. Okay.
So let's move to the headlines.
Yeah, let's get to the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
All right, we got plenty to talk about, but let's start with the headlines, okay? In the Guardian today, as was blazing on the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, like I say, Fine Threads still got big things popping all the way along, all right? I want to remind you, all sweaters, now 30% off at Fine Threads. It's still sweater weather.
Ooh, that's a good.
It's just becoming sweater weather.
Today,
yeah, that's a good discount.
Tomorrow, check them out as you go into the New Year's. And then, boom, right after New Year's, check them out, too. Because, you know, they probably got one sidewalk or one blowout.
Yeah. A little sidewalk
sale. A lot of them do it. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, they got some fresh sweaters at Fine Threads. So be sure to check them out on that. But let's jump on in. Big headline in The Guardian.
And they should also say 30% off suits. That'd have been
that would be good.
That's super.
Murders down 30%.
That's good.
Which is good.
Which is good.
Oh, my goodness. It is good. The numbers are amazing.
We didn't have triple digits this year.
So that means we get, unless 120, we get what, 90?
I think it was 117 last year. And it's 120. So it's, okay. I think it's around 80 this
Murders
year.
Murders for 2025 are so far down 30% compared to last year, according to figures provided by Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe yesterday. You told the Nassau Guardian that the murder count for 2025 as of yesterday was 83.
83.
There were 120 murders in 2024. Despite the significant decrease in murders, Monroe said he remains unsatisfied with the level of violent crime in the country. Mm. He attributed the progress to measures aimed at reducing crime. I'm still not satisfied with the numbers, he said when called for comment yesterday. There's still too much violent crime, bearing in mind I'm 57 and I remember what it was like when I was a child. To see it get to this overnight period is what isn't encouraging, even though the numbers are trending in the right direction. So I'll never be happy with 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60 Bahamians being murdered. I can never be satisfied with that.
And that's fine, but my concern is, and give me the numbers for attempted murders, aggravated assault, possession of firearms, possession of dangerous drugs. Let's see those numbers, too. Let's see if those numbers went down as well.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it's a reduction across the board.
I'm so happy that murders are down. It's still too many.
There is still too many. That 83 is still too high, and I recognize that that's what the minister is pointing at, but we must say a 30% decrease in murders. If we could keep trending like that in a couple of years, maybe it could get back to what, you know, we remember growing up and the numbers were nothing near what we're seeing these days. But a 30% decrease, I love it. It is good. Let's keep moving in that direction. Keep doing that.
Now let's work on the violent crimes.
Yes. And all the other crimes, yes.
All right. Another headline here. Power restored to Crooked Island after days-long outage.
Oof. Oh, boy.
Boy, over the holidays?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, we got Junkanoo in both dailies, so we'll talk about that last. But here is another headline. Newborn baby saved from trunk of car.
I read the story on that.
These like my late mother used to say, Jesus wept.
Give me the story on
they,
it, Pearlie.
They left
what happened?
The child in a box in the trunk of the car.
Uh-huh.
And the neighbors called the police, a baby crying on the car, and they found the baby. And then the mother and father showed up, leaving a six-year-old and a one-year-old in the house as well.
Oh, boy.
How could you put your child in a box and put him in the trunk?
This is...
The child is in the hospital, and the kids were put
in
kids
stable
given
condition.
The kids were given to, I think, a family member. And the parents were arrested. And lost
you know
the key.
You know what's crazy
Lose
about the situation?
The key.
Sometimes you would find that maybe one person did it, but when you see two people together, it comes across so weird.
After the fact that they found the child in the trunk in a box.
Here's my issue.
5 days old.
Here's my issue. Which one of y'all got an ounce of common sense to look at the next one and say, hey, maybe that's not a good idea, putting the baby in the trunk in a box.
It's crazy that they together, you know,
thought
decided
about this.
That. But we don't know. Let's put it back there. We don't have the details, so we don't know that part of it.
I would like to know when the details come out, how in God's name is a five-day-old baby left in a trunk in a box. By who, for what, and why?
The part of the story that kind of got me a bit rattled was that when I looked at the ages of the, you know, alleged perpetrators, 38 and 42?
Yes.
Come on.
I mean this, you know, 18, expect to see years? a
16, something.
I'm not saying that giving them any grace.
No, we're not giving, but we're saying that you don't expect to see these decisions from persons that old.
I agree. It's so strange. The whole story is
crazy. Then we got another big headline. Terminally ill Roca asked to return home. Former Royal Bahamas Defense Force officer facing up to 20 years in prison for his role in a major cocaine trafficking conspiracy ring has asked the U.S. judge to show leniency with sentencing and allow him to return to the Bahamas under supervised release, revealing he has advanced prostate cancer that has returned aggressively. Darren Roca, 57, a former chief petty officer, made the request before U.S. District Judge Gregory Woods just weeks ahead of his January 21st sentencing for conspiracy to import cocaine into the United States.
This is such a, you know, like a, the fact that he held the position of trust that he did, that he now finds himself in this position in front of the courts in the U.S., the fact that he says that he has prostate cancer and it's returned aggressively.
And according to his attorney, Martin L. Roth, he said that the appropriate sentence would be supervised release, no further prison time, because it would be costly and burdensome for the Bureau of Prisons to treat him.
Well, we're going to find out, I guess, in January. So that's when the sentencing is exactly how they're going to handle this case.
Do we have post-arrest in our laws? I know.
I'm not familiar with that.
I know we have ankle monitors, and you could be.
And you go anywhere you want to go. I don't think anybody you can't go past East Street and you can't go past
Broadway. No.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a function in our system. And I'm not sure how successful this plea is going to be.
It's very delicate to talk about considering the medical condition.
Yes, I understand that. That's sad.
But yes. At the end of the day,
you hate to see him in this position at this point in his life, especially facing, like he says, you know, cancer. And so, I mean, we'll watch. We'll see how the U.S. courts handle this, but yeah, not a great position to be in.
Very interesting.
Very, very interesting. Okay, these headlines keep popping up all over the place. This is a good one. Man claims unlawful detention for alleged MP's missing firearm.
We talked about that.
Yes, we spoke about.
We're still waiting.
I think allegedly it's not Andras.
North Andres. So, yeah. And we're still waiting for a response. I know I saw a clip online where the commissioner of police was asked about it, and she said she wasn't familiar with it. Hopefully she familiarizes herself with it.
You cannot be familiar with a member of parliament lost his gun.
I mean, a lost gun.
Why is a member of parliament going in? I mean, I don't understand the law, but I understand they can apply and get a firearms license. Fine. I'm not going to argue that point. But my point is, you're supposed to be a man of responsibility. And you should not be carrying that gun in a bar.
And this is all alleged. The member of parliament that's caught up in this story has also not spoken. It's like, mum's the word, but we need to hear something back. Like I said, this isn't going to be something we just sweep under the carpet, because there's so many questions surrounding the missing gun itself, as well as the rights of the citizen that may have been violated, as well as, you know, potential just lack of good judgment on the part of an MP. So they're going to have to answer some questions.
And here's my one question in all of this to said alleged MP. Dude, how kapunkle up were you?
Still have lost
them. How mash up were you?
We need to know exactly what happened.
Not saying it's true.
We don't know.
But rumor has it could have some political connection, because the young man is related to some politician.
Oh boy.
So that might have been an opportunity.
Would you like to say layers to the onion? So we need some answers.
All right, let's get this phone call in. Talking Heads.
Naughty MJ and Pearly.
Hey Jeff, what's going on? Happy holidays.
And the same to you, my brothers and sister. Listen, with all of these allegations that's going around, many of us are still waiting to hear who is this alleged politician still wrapped up into this case in America. How come this politician name has not been, or the politician has not been named? And which side of the carpet is this politician on? Saying that is a politician part of the governing party or is it part of the opposition? I mean, it just seems like anything to do with politicians, there's a seal on these things. These guys who were caught over there obviously have sung, and yet the news of this particular politician has not come to the surface yet to be named for us to know who this person is.
Well, once the Americans have announced the name.
The imagery and the reputation of this country, you know, is in the balance, and we, the Bahamian people, deserve, in fact, we demand, we have a right to know who these people are. But, you know, what else more can one say? You know, it just so happens that these guys just seem to have impunity. Nobody's saying anything about the people on the highest rung in the country, but yet everybody below that rung, their names are being called left, right, and center. Let's get to the bottom of this. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks,
but
Jeff.
The thing good about stuff, it Jeff. Is, though, the Americans have to announce the name first.
Yeah, but what happened to the investigation that was supposed to be taking place on our end? How come all these people indicted? At the time that it happened, I heard that we were going to do our own investigations because obviously there's something going on, network conspiracy, all sorts of things.
Yep.
We haven't heard any answers back on this situation or whether or not the investigation is completed, what stage it's at, you know, just nothing, no arrests on this end. And like what's happening, you know?
Yep.
I mean, investigations on this end.
That was supposed to happen. That was announced at the time.
Supposed to happen, but then it's just talks and then they don't happen.
Well, we need to hear if an investigation is taking place, then we need to get the results. I mean, I find it kind of egregious that we always have to wait to hear from the U.S. what's going on in our little country, you know, where we have jurisdiction. This is not acceptable.
Sometimes I think we're DeLulu with no Salulu.
So silly.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, well, Jeff is talking about these politicians locked up in the state. I'm the one calling. You know, he said
lock up.
No. He didn't say politicians were locked up.
He said we promised money.
Well, yeah. He didn't say they were locked up.
Not for nobody.
Pardon?
Sorry.
No, he's saying, but, you know, the politicians who named calling, you know, it's the last thing, you know, but America don't play nobody.
I don't
care who you are. You're the prime minister of the country. They will call your name.
Correct. Well, the name could be called in short order.
They have said they have the name. But
they don't better you. Politician, prime minister, you're the immigrant, you're called, and they ain't scared of nobody.
No, it's not that. It's a timing thing. We're just trying to figure out how come we haven't heard the name as yet. I think that's what he was. Yes,
you know?
We get
it's
it.
It's not a big thing, you know? Wait until the damn be called.
Well, January 21st. We should be hearing something because that's the sentence in, so.
Maybe if that name is important to that case.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Thank you.
Happy holidays. Let me get to some of these texts. And I think this will be a good segue into what we need to talk about.
Did you see the air arrival, the announcement by the central bank?
What is the announcement?
That
air arrivals?
Central bank, arrivals are up by 18.4% for November.
Arrivals
right?
In general?
Arrivals now, sea arrivals are up 20%.
Of course.
And air arrivals are down.
Of course.
So it's smoke and mirrors. The heads and beds portion is still suffering.
This is the trend that we have seen coming for... How long have we been talking about this and what's happening with the cruise lines?
But it gets to something else now. Here, this piece, it says, stopover segments still face headwinds, such as accommodations capacity, constraints, and decreased demand from the U.S. source market.
Oh, boy. Decreased demand for stopover visitors.
So that means we need to make a demand happen. We need to start putting in place attractions, entertainment, cultural events, food and beverage and festivals that will attract said people.
But that appeals specifically to the stopover visitor.
Correct.
As opposed to the
crew. Heads and
because
beds.
Some of these people think, you know, I can just pop in for a couple of hours.
Do absolutely squadouche for the cruise ship passengers. You know why? The private islands who we done sold out to and gave everything to that belong to the cruise ships and not us, they can take care of them.
Yeah.
We need to focus on the people who can be heads in beds and increase in our market.
But wasn't a lot of these trips that our leader made all over our prime minister, let me get it right, our prime minister made all over the world, was supposed to attract some partnership, some investment and some tourism, I would think. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's not happening yet.
Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll pick up the conversation, get into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. I'll get to the text. And we got a couple other things to talk about. We still got to talk about Junkanoo. We got to talk about
the
marina situation.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Phil Davis Jr., you're my boy for years without Phil, but I got to call you on that Facebook post. I call him BS now, during the break, and after the break, and I can tell you why, and it ain't going to be no love lost. When I see you, we can drink one cold Bud Light, and it all going to be cool.
Yeah, I saw some comments, too. I got some things to say.
Let's get to the break. Cool Mo D, I dug in the crates, blew this one off. I want to dedicate this to the alleged MP in Andres. How bus up, kapunkle up, and mash up you was at that bar. You was trying to play Doc Holliday.
I hope not.
Take me to the break.
I hope not.
We don't start trouble before the week ended. Our time, we like to spend it snapping. Boy, do we heat up, but we'll take time out to beat up a sucker. If he wants static, beat down. Yeah, we got it good. And we'll accommodate you. Thanks to us, a lot of brothers hate to come back to this very day, cause losing's one thing we don't play. If you're ever in a fight and you're beating one of us, break out before you get bum rushed at the wall.
If you set people's seats on edge every time you step on the brakes, it's time you visit Muffler World on Mackey Street. They can take your brake rotors off, and if there's anything left, machine them shiny. Then their technicians will install new pads, and before you know it, you'll be able to stop without people calling social service on you.
John, I'm trying to hit my car. Children in the car.
Muffler World can replace the whole package, including hoses, master cylinders, and more. First-class brake work, stop by Muffler World on Mackey Street. Open Saturdays, 8 till noon.
Tis the season to crunch and be merry with KFC's festive feast. Gather around the table, the laughter, and the people you love most with KFC flavor that makes every moment brighter. So whether you're here for original memes or spicy moments, gather around for the memories that truly matter. Share 8 juicy pieces of your favorite KFC chicken with 4 buttery biscuits and make it extra festive with your favorite sides. Make moments full of flavor, not dish duty. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Here comes the Big Three on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Peter Big Three, like we started a league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, December 30th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty along with MJ and Pearly and your company, the Mod Squad in the building right up until 6 p.m. And let me jump into the text real quick, and then we got some other things to talk about. Good afternoon, Naughty, Pearly, and of course, my favorite host, MJ. I wish you all a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. Congratulations, Pearly. The Dolphins still suck.
Yeah.
But you got this championship in fantasy and the Dodgers back to back.
Yeah.
You can be that guy.
I will be that
guy. Shout out, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Dexter. Thank you. Love you, my brother.
Mr. Johnson.
All the best to you and your family, too.
Oh, boy.
And by the way, the pineapple tart was on point.
You ate the correct amount, right? Like, not too much.
Yes.
I ate a lot. I
didn't eat a lot, but I had, and it tasted well. And him and I have an agreement on something else. So I'm just waiting to hear from him.
Okay.
But it'll make my mind wonder. No, it's
sugar apple, okay? Yes. Sugar apple. My mom been bugging me. She wants some sugar apple.
I was thinking of a whole fresh pineapple.
No, whole
boys.
No, sugar apple. Savannah Sound is the sugar apple capital of Eleuthera. So I'm just waiting on something.
Sugar apple could break because my late aunt Kay used to, she'll cut you the ankle for sugar apple now.
My mom too.
You know how much time she made me grind that sugar apple tree when I was small?
Yep.
Let me get some big ones to the top. You need to climb up there.
Yep.
I'll be right here in case you fall. But pineapple too, though.
Yeah, no pineapple. Pineapple is synonymous with the Lucha. That's fine. That could come too.
Mm-hmm.
That could work.
And you know, we got the hookup at the Daybreak. Shout out to Captain down there at the Daybreak, man. Yep. We got the hookup.
Good man.
Good afternoon, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly. Happy New Year to the greatest talk show around. On the note of stopover tourists, the same energy that was invested in the foreign cruise ships company by government need that same energy in the local product for the stopover tourists.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
We need that same energy. Like that. We need that same energy.
Yes.
Good afternoon. I think the indictment said a senior government official, but on another note, can a former COP have been considered a senior government official?
The way it sounded, it was pretty much sounded like one who's existing. So I don't know if it's former.
A current one, you mean?
Yeah. Not the senior government official was current, very much so, yeah.
Current, okay.
But you do question that other question too, but I understand.
Hi, MJ, Naughty, and Pearly. Those parents are not only unfit and dangerous, but I hope the authorities check on the full history of this couple and their children over the years and their source of wealth. Cruelty at this age and to this degree suggests a track record.
I have faith that they will do an in-depth investigation on that.
And listen, that's
the eyes are watching.
That's one of the cases where I strongly suggest parents are held accountable for this.
They have to be. You. That's abandonment.
I understand there's extenuating circumstances. I understand that.
Circumstances, but for you to leave your child in the trunk.
When I say that, in this country right now, we have a lot of mental health issues.
Yes, we do.
Going on that go undetected.
Yes, we do.
So you don't know if anybody slipped under the radar and they need help themselves.
Yeah, I understand that. And we need to take mental health a lot in this country.
If I ever would have come say, MJ, buddy, let's play crying too much. Let's put Sancho and Donnie in the trunk and a box. I'd have been in the trunk and the box.
But there's a postmortem something syndrome.
Postpartum syndrome, depression.
Which is depression with a lot of men.
And that involves women.
And it's real. Yeah. And women go through it. But that's why I say in this case,
a male was involved, he had to have freak yourself out.
But so he may not have been there. She may not have done it, gone to him, and he brought her back.
We do have to probably wait for more information because we don't know if they were together putting the child in the trunk. So. Yeah.
But I've heard stories, and when my first son was born, you get these million books to read.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're reading these books and the stories where people have done some serious things to their babies.
Yeah.
Going through that
postpartum depression is no joke.
It's real.
And so
it
I was very, watching my oldest son's mother, my son, I was very cognizant of what was going on, being very alert to make sure that didn't happen. If I saw I got a little too frustrated, come, let's go.
Because the frustration is real. You know. I found myself some days with, particularly the firstborn, with the second as well, I found myself just some days when they were crying, they were crying very long, I would be there crying too because I would be so frustrated.
Yeah, but hold on. It is a lot. You might have had your small minor moments, but
I'm just saying you do feel it like especially in the initial days when you have all the hormonal changes in your body. It is a lot.
It reminds me of first had something called colic.
Oh boy, that's the crying, not stop crying.
Listen,
crying.
I read, you put them on the baby chair, put it on top of the washing machine.
Everything.
I spent a ton of money on gas driving up and down you all over Nassau.
Yeah, well, how you don't like colic? I didn't like green pea and carrot. Kaboom.
Like you made a change. Like
no, come on now,
no,
come on now.
But
I had my stilo, and I used to get it done. Now, come on,
you develop a style. You lift the pamper up, and then you throw it right back down. Just to make sure.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I got that up some.
Burley, let me tell you, I got so good at it. I used to change diaper like a NASCAR pit crew.
I know what you mean.
I used to lay it out, have the powder right here, have the wipes right here. Come, get this off. Wipe. Boom, body slam, onto the diaper, back up, front up, tag, boom. Little bit of powder, you good to go. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, gracious Jesus, MJ, Naughty Foot, how you doing?
Hi,
how you doing, man?
Happy holidays
to you and yours.
It was crack-a-locking. You know, I got to call you up before the new year.
Yes, my brother.
What's going on?
Man, I just phone in. Is this Naughty making baby again?
No.
Hold on. I don't know about that.
You know who answered that quick? MJ. No.
I don't know about that.
Now, if maybe in our later year, you know, when the boys leave the nest, if me and MJ might want to adopt or something like that,
maybe
we could keep trying and play.
Oh, wait for the grandkids.
Wait for the grandkids.
The only thing I like is the fun part.
I mean, hey, we could practice. We just don't have to make it a real game. You know what I mean?
Practice?
Could be like preseason. Like you playing the games, but it don't count.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays, bro.
Have a great year.
Thank you for all the during the year. And hope for a lot more 26.
We appreciate all your contributions, man, and your jokes, and we look forward to hearing from you, like Pearly said, in 2026, man. All the best to you and yours, eh?
Be safe.
Yeah, man. Take it easy, bro.
Take care. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. All right, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Pearly, the contemporary narrative is controlled substance. Cannabis is not a dangerous drug, yet they keep calling it that.
I agree.
They keep calling it drugs, but it is not dangerous. People are.
I agree.
As for cannabis goes, isn't the U.S. President Trump getting ready to do some things with cannabis at the federal level? So that's going to be interesting
happens. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing that he's also going to bring the classification down.
Correct.
So we're going to see what happens when that happens.
Okay. All I'll go on record and say, ahead of time, in the old year before the new year, Attorney General Ryan Pinder, not for my sake, not for your sake, but for Jesus' sake, don't get this bill kapunkle up like you did.
But then they
the smuggler bill.
When are they going to sign it? What are they doing?
It's been tabled, but it's still got some issues going on that need to be addressed.
I thought something
now,
was passed.
Now, if I know Mr. Pinder, he can try to get it in as it is now, and then we'll come back and revisit it. But you cannot have legalization of cannabis if you can't have it just sacramental and medicinal. You need to have recreational.
Yep.
Medicinal.
Yep.
Sacramental.
Yep.
Because if you leave out the recreational part, and there are doable models, see Uruguay.
Jamaica.
See Uruguay.
Yeah.
See Spain.
Yep.
Don't see Canada because it failed and they had to adjust it.
Yeah.
Jamaica was a copy of the Canadian model. Yeah. It's working, but it has its issues.
Yes, it does.
So we have a chance to get it right. Argentina is another one.
Yep.
I just want whatever the final, you know, decision is that it goes through more consultation, hopefully, and then they get it right when they get to Parliament.
And the last I heard from High Priest, Joe Wickman, and shout out to my Rastafarian community in the 242. I know it's something near and dear to them sacramentally, and it has to be done right. It has to be done correctly.
Yeah.
And then we need to know the difference of medicinal and sacramental, and if we ever get to recreational, and then we got to look at who's going to be controlling all the licenses for distribution
and who will be the distributors.
Correct.
And you know, and
yeah, let me let you know ahead of time.
For later.
I guarantee you, in the words of Jimmy Johnson, I guarantee you, it's some of the same old gang, some of the same old crew, you know, family, friends, lovers, homies, cronies, and friends.
So another oligopoly then. That's what you think is going to happen?
Yes.
Well,
you see certain people running. You know, wait and see. I think anyway.
So we got to keep an eye on that.
We will.
And now we get to this one. We'll start on this, and it'll carry over a little bit into the 5 o'clock, and we'll talk sports. But I know this can carry over, and we didn't even touch marinas yet. But here we go. Let me just deal with this first, and I'll let you all chime in. Good afternoon, Naughty. Glad to hear your voice. Thought that third place sent you into hiding. I am never scared.
Say what?
Socks and all in your belly.
Oh.
You sound like a Rudy Pooh Sally from the Valley. And that's what I call the new set of Valleys. Since y'all can't figure out your name, I can name y'all. Sally's from the Valleys. Because y'all do everything soft. Y'all do, yeah. Y'all ain't ready.
Texter, you don't know.
Let me
say this to the Texter. Naughty is one of the greatest comebacks in the world. You don't throw them kind of texts at him because he can get on you and he can get lower than you. And y'all got to learn your lesson.
Now, let me finish, buddy. Thank you for the disclaimer.
Go right ahead.
But only in your jaded Sally from the Valley eyes could you actually exhibit such de-average tendencies to actually go on record and make an audacious statement like that. We already know the Saxon was the sacrificial lamb. Take nothing away from one family. I think one family won that parade.
Hands down.
Hands down.
One family
was great.
Hands down.
And just like the Dallas Cowboys and the Lakers, when they do fool, like I say, they do fool.
Yeah, but they were great.
Saxon was good, but I seen better.
Much better.
But only Jesus could tell me how the Sally from the Valley beat the 1958 original Valley, and they look way better than the Sallys from the Valleys.
I'm not saying the results.
But wait.
Rumor has it they won 5 of the 8 divisions.
But wait.
Really?
Valleys.
There's more.
That's the rumor. I don't know how true that is.
Well, guess what? I seen a parade where Saxons won everything. Best banner, best music, best float, best everything.
But
and Valleys still won the parade.
But they didn't come fourth. The Saxons came second.
Saxons came third.
Oh, no, I'm talking
about
when,
that time parade.
You said in the back when you saw the
parade.
So if you win all these divisions,
that was mathematically impossible.
So now, let me go on record and state my opinion on this text since you opened up this floodgate. The only reason the Sallys from the Valleys got second place is because they need credibility. They've made a farce and bastardized Junkanoo so far with the naming, the going to court, having a privy council say, you can't call yourself that.
Well, not privy, court of appeal.
Court of appeal, my apologies.
No, they ain't reached that far yet.
Not yet.
All right? All of that foolishness. And it is only to legitimize Trevor and them. So when New Year's come and they swing family and they swing Saxon to promote the PM's brother's group, because that's why he was getting a little warm a couple of weeks ago, getting mad at the scoring and all of that. Like, my brother don't tell you to hook me up. Why are you only hooking me up?
No, I think
he's
a little bit mad that the Office of the Attorney General wasn't, you know, as active in the other cases. They probably,
at the end of the day,
to be.
This is correct. This is just to legitimize the Valley getting what they get. Because they're going to push this thing.
You think this is slow
but
I'll
be honest with you. The Sally from the Valley could not hold the jock strap of the 1958 Valley Boys. And Saxon was better than the two of them. Show how Saxon ended up third. Because you know this cheat. Calvin Green, you're my boy. Know you for years. Me and you got to talk about Junkanoo. Calvin, when you coming on the show? Because we got to talk.
Go Furley.
And I'll tell you, I just wait this more. And I'll tell you why. Because I got some evidence. I feel, I with you, Pearly, I think the fix is done in my opinion. I would predict the Valley Boys, the Sally from the Valley's winning. Because I ain't what you know, because of who you know. Because why, on the eve of the New Year's parade, did the Junkanoo Committee fire the Grand Marshal? Play that for me there, Mr. Producer.
Oh, you mean they fired Dwight?
Go on.
We have a news clip.
Let the news clip run.
It was a surprise last night. I was called to a meeting by Douglas Hunter yesterday afternoon, saying he wanted to meet with us to discuss some things, which I thought he was discussing the way forward for the New Year's Day parade. Mm-hmm. My arrival there at the office was about 6:45, or shortly after. And the only person in the office at the time was himself and Calvin Green. So I sat down at the table. So he said, Mr. Roll, I called you to let you know that we no longer going to allow you to be the Grand Marshal of the parade. I said, thank you. He said, because I was disrespectful. I refused to be a team player. And I said to him, Mr. Hanna, I don't operate team player. I operate rules, regulations, and facts.
Mm-hmm.
If you want team players, it ain't gonna be me. If the rules say don't go left, you can't ask me to go left. You do it yourself.
Oh, that's okay. Very interesting.
Let me tell you something. I know that brother.
Now, hold on.
He's legit.
Let me tell you how well I know that gentleman there. I laid his brother, Patty, to rest last week. Me and MJ was to the funeral.
Okay.
So I'm going to disclaim it and say, yes, I do know Mr. Roa. But he's making a lot of sense with what he's saying. Because it sounds like an arm or a finger or something was trying to be twisted. And in those kind of words, if you say, if the rules say for me to go left, I'm the kind of person I'm going to go left. You can't make me go right. So what would lead to this? And now there's another statement. I'm trying to get it right now, as soon as I can get it to download, from Mr. Douglas Hanna regarding the replacement. Because apparently the replacement for Mr. Roll is now going to be the Grand Marshal, who was positioned at the Shirley Street Station on Boxing Day. Vincent Johnson will now serve as acting Grand Marshal for the 2026 New Year's Day Parade.
So, okay.
And why they got Mr. Hanna up in this? Shout out to Mr. Hanna, man, for years at Atlantis and for bringing down the allowance. But my God, Mr. Hanna, why they got you out here?
We can all
agree
that this John Canoe was one of the worst.
I question why they lock up Barabbas. Why they lock up our neighbor?
That's why I got it. I call it out, Calvin Green.
There were so many things that were just not right. I wanted to watch the whole parade. I really did. I tried my best. Could not. It was way too long. Absolutely ridiculous. The space between, and I know that they've acknowledged some of these issues, right? But it was very poorly managed. I'm sorry, but it was. And this is the exact same thing that we were all kind of concerned about when they made the decision to completely take over from the JCNP as opposed to have maybe even a transitional period.
But here's,
right?
Here's the interesting part of it. And once I could get this to load, I'll play it. But very interesting point. In addition to Mr. Vincent Johnson now serving as the Grand Marshal of the 2026 parade, Mr. Hanna also said Calvin Green, deputy chair of the PMT, will provide support. Come on.
No, because Calvin brings chair. Experience and Johnson never done that before, so you got to be directed.
That's fine.
And I'm not...
Calvin is my boy, but Calvin know how I go.
He's my boy. We go to the same church.
Guess what?
He loves John Canoe, and he wants to see the best.
I know him for years without
fears,
and he wants to see the best without John Canoe, but then again...
We all want to see
make
the best.
Make it happen, because you can't go from up here to down here and have people not saying, talking about it. So every junk in the world, when you all see Calvin Green, tell him Naughty looking for him. You need
product,
to come here, Naughty. Let's talk junk in the new
the
year.
The product definitely suffered this year. I mean, can we agree that Boxing Day product was not good?
And also, please.
Wait, I understand. I heard Barabbas said it's the worst junk in the world, and it's 60 years.
It was bad, Pearlie. It was horrible.
And while you're all out there telling, you know, Mr. Calvin Green, I'm looking for him, wish him a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year for me, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Calvin is my boy. But we got to talk, Calvin. You know, the Junkanoo we save is our own.
We're going to talk more about Junkanoo. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with Naughty Pearlie and yours truly, Mary Jane. We're going to break for the news, and then we'll be right back.
I don't need my raking scrape. I hope that y'all don't think I let it go. Hope you don't think cause I make rock music and think that I don't let TVS play. That I won't play no smoky double-o. My old mind will tell me how it used to be. How they would get jiggy and think. Cause it's on a raking scrape. Oh, oh. Feel like my generation eased up on this.
The holidays are all about traditions, the lights, the laughter, and the food you can't wait to dig into. KFC Deluxe Sandwiches are the favorites that never miss a season. Bite into an extra-large, juicy chicken filet with fresh lettuce, tomato, melty cheese, pickles, and creamy mayo, nestled on a buttery brioche shell. Make mealtime extra festive with the Festive Big Box for $15, featuring a KFC Deluxe Sandwich and our new coconut dessert biscuit. Classic flavor, festive feel with KFC Deluxe Sandwiches. KFC, it's finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Here comes the Big Three on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We the Big Three like we started a league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, December 30th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty, MJ, and Pearly in your company. The Mod Squad is in full effect.
Full.
It is Talking Heads.
The last day here for the year for us.
For us?
For us.
That's right.
You're not going to be on tomorrow, guys.
Beautiful. Oh. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man, but let me shout out Nuri and Aaron, man. You all handle that, man. Yeah. Make sure I get us into the New Year's with a bang.
That's the last live shows. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We'll be back Friday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll be back Friday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me get these couple of texts in, and then we'll get to our call. And we do have a special guest on the line. We do have Mr. Dwight Rowe on the line, so we will get to him in 1 second. Naughty, MJ, and Pearly, this year's Junkanoo was the worst. The gaps was too long. ZNS had more interviews than groups rushing. I went sleep twice. The second time it was over when I awoke. People tune in to watch Junkanoo, not listen to hosts talk all night. When I want to listen to talk shows, I tune in to Guardian Radio Talking Heads. I appreciate
Thank
that.
You so much.
Thank you.
But in all fairness,
they were filling time.
No, but we
the
got
same thing happened to us.
We got
to
shout out our old co-worker, Hope Shelley.
Hope. I love watching Hope do.
Hope, good job.
She battles.
Your outfit looked good. Yeah, it was on point with your red and green and white for Christmas.
Yeah.
And you look better than your sidekick who was doing a Cruella de Vil impersonation with that yellow beret.
Just don't get.
That was Cruella de Vil, though.
Yeah, just stop, okay?
I was looking for Dalmatians.
It was Junkanoo. Everybody was having, you know, a good time with those colors.
I was looking for Dalmatians, honestly.
Anyway.
1 second. Good afternoon, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly. Merry Christmas gone and Happy New Year coming.
Happy New Year.
I listen to some people's right, they didn't like the Boxing Day Drunkanoo parade.
Oh, my goodness.
Drunkanoo?
I enjoyed myself. I know my Saxons came third. What? I know we got robbed. I still enjoyed myself.
I'm glad you did. I tried to stay awake as long as I could. Fell asleep, woke up the next morning, and the thing still wasn't over. That was crazy.
That I noticed, you had more people on the road. You had almost as many people on the road as you had in the groups.
Yeah.
Some person said, some lady, and this is on Trey, but Ankur.
Ankur.
Yeah, uh-huh. I know him a trait, but anyway. Mm-hmm. The lady said that she bought the front row of Russell Square. So the only thing supposed to block her was a little walk space and the barricade.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing, like, they bring these big cushy chairs for government officials.
Ooh.
But you had 9,554,462 trillion photographers.
Mm.
I still want to know why people spent an hour and a half arguing to get their 4 seats they paid for, what they had ticket in hand for, and people wouldn't move and get out the seat.
See, that's ridiculous.
Calvin Green, we got to talk, buddy. He's my boy.
Oh, but it ain't Calvin. Calvin ain't in charge. Calvin is the deputy.
Calvin is my boy, and I can talk to Calvin.
Your old security chief should be able to come talk to you.
I have the most respect for Mr. Hanna. I don't play with Mr. Hanna.
Okay, let's go.
That's a bad man right there. I mean that with the most respect.
Let's
go to the phone line. Talking Heads.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
Let me do the proper introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have, like only Talking Heads can do for you. We have Mr. Dwight Rowe. We spoke about the situation earlier. Former Grand Marshal of the Junkanoo Parades. Mr. Rowe, glad to have you here. Happy holidays.
And I will go on record
and make a disclaimer and say, I know you long, long time. You know me long, long time. We as family.
Okay.
So I will make sure.
My disclaimer is I've worked with this gentleman for the last few parades with the JCNP, so I know what his worth is and I know what his integrity is. So, yeah.
So, here we go.
Let us hear your side of the story.
Please.
I got a call yesterday afternoon from Mr. Douglas Hanna requesting a meeting for that evening. I tell him by 6 or shortly after. Once I get done with work, I'll come down to the office where he said he's going to be. And we can meet because he said we want to discuss something, make some discussion about the upcoming parade. Lo and behold, I reached in the office there about 6:45. Mr. Douglas Hanna sitting down there with Mr. Calvin Green. I walk into the office. He said, Mr. Roll, have a seat. I sat down. He said, Mr. Roll, I want to tell you that we made a decision. I don't know who's we. We made a decision that we will not be using you any longer as a Grand Master for an upcoming parade. I said, thank you, Mr. Hanna. Then he continued, you're not a team player. I said, Hanna, it's impossible for you to say something like that. I'm not a team player. I said, but go ahead, what you have to say? Oh, yes, we tried to implement some things to work on the parade, and we know some things was a little difficult, but we tried to make some adjustments to make some things work, and you just wasn't going along with him. I said, Mr. Hanna, I don't know about a team player. I said, man of principle, rules, regulations, I govern by that.
Right.
The problem was, and I continue to say, they introduced some scanners that they're supposed to scan the entries for the parade for costuming. The scanners came on the parade route at about 12 o'clock.
All right.
Almost 3 hours into the parade.
Okay.
Ooh.
Never, the person's working with me never see the scanner once from preparation. Number one, the so-called management team that Mr. Douglas Hanna so-called that he governed never had one meeting to say the way and how and what we're going to do as a task force team to govern the jungle parade.
Really? Not one meeting?
And I know you ain't used to that.
Mm.
Number two, there was no tablets on the parade to govern any penalties for the parade. At about 1 o'clock, by 12:30 or 1 o'clock, two ladies walk out from Shirley Street, said they had tablets on Shirley Street, and they said there was supposed to be a Bay Street or whatever situation. I said, at this hour of the night, we're not going to put no tablets on the parade after 3-4 groups already gone. What and how, and it won't make no sense.
No, because that's unfair. That's unfair.
Mm-hmm. So it's not fair. So, the gentleman from the tally room came down, this Kevin personnel. Oh, y'all got to use these scanners. You must use these scanners. Yeah, and he started to be scanning on it. And I said, sir, with all due respect, sir, in all honesty, if something is not working, I say, on Bay Street and Frederick Street, there's a green line on the east end of Frederick Street and Bay Street. That green line symbolized groups being mobilized to be eligible. Once you cross that green line, whether your group, your costume, whatever, you become eligible for the parade. Scanning costumes by Shaw Market and Market Street and all the way you want the people to go, I said, that's illegal. I don't operate illegal condition. I said, that's what you're all trying to do. I said, this is your device. This is your thing. You all can run the parade yourself. I am not running an illegal operation. I'm not running an operation just to please people. If it ain't right, cut it and let the groups know that it's not right.
Mr. Robert, didn't we have some indiscretions in previous parades with tablets or cell phones with the judging?
Well, the last two parades, I must give Mr. Aaron... I can't remember his last name. Who was managing
Jones?
The tally
was it Jones?
Let me tell you, that gentleman had his eyes dotted, his T's crossed,
yes,
and information one-on-one.
Yes. Very
the tablet,
efficient.
There was a fault with the tablet.
Meticulous.
He never left the tally room from he came to the tally room to come out to end discussion.
Yeah.
He would call the judge's supervisor or myself or Ms. Anton Mortimer, go to point ABC, tell Judge XYZ, cut this off, cut that on, or this is what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Proper device, proper operation.
And one thing I can say, Destin, the question, they were very consultative with the groups. No decisions were made without all the groups knowing what's going on up front.
So sounds like we took a step backward on that this year compared to last year.
They put a leap backward.
Mm.
A step, you can deal with a step. No group on Bay Street could say they was issue a tablet for the start or a device to say what is going on with that group by the penalties or whatever.
Okay.
I'll continue on because I know you ain't got much time. The parade managed, as the parade vote, the groups were all faulty in making preparation to the parade. In particular, the way forward, they started to mobilize to the parade. They was in the front of the Straw Market. I said, the way forward, you have 20 minutes to get to the gate to mobilize. I give them the 20 minutes to get to the gate. They didn't arrive. The banner still in the front of the Straw Market. In the front of the NJC chairman, Mr. Pinder. I said, Mr. Pinder, the group has been given ample time to mobilize to get to the parade road. I'm officially putting them on the clock, clipped in the front of Mr. Pinder. That group took 2 hours and 20 minutes to complete their on Bay Street on Thursday morning.
Oh, previously,
so they can't on like roads going to apply for them.
Was it 90 minutes from Straw Market or 60 minutes from Straw Market to East Street?
The 70 minutes they get for the road with Reading, they were way beyond that. But let me tell you, that's not, it ain't stopped there. When I listened, words came back to me that Mr. Pinderham took them off the clock because Sting was in the storm in Washington Square and was blocking them from making the dime. I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, that's...
I've never heard that in my life.
That's a bit hard to believe. Yeah.
Boy, this sound like...
Oh, boy.
Boy, it sound like my prediction, what I said earlier on the show, Mr. Roll, I think like they trying to make this parade go in a certain direction.
Yeah, and if you listen to Mr. Douglas Hanna press release today, everything is blamed on the parade management for delays and whatever problems.
In all fairness, Mr. Hanna, I'm going to play a statement next.
Let me be the first to tell you, Naughty, on your show. The parade management team stands in Frederick Street and goes in the hole to bring groups out.
Yes.
If we go in the group, in the hole, to tell you, Mr., your group is next because the group ahead of you is ready to move, we go at least an hour prior to your time to be on the parade.
Okay.
And no group. The 9 o'clock, I started the parade with Dynasty. 9 p.m., they were on parade route. The music makers took almost an hour and a half before they came to parade. And it continued on there. The big groups were all on point.
Because they start on Sheridan Street, right?
When I called to send one family on the parade route, you know what Douglas Hanna did? He put the prodigal son who missed their time in the front of the parade. They put them on the parade because we got to make a say. We're not responsible for making them no space, no. We're responsible for governing and managing the parade. Making them a space depends on the Junkanoo groups themselves. Once you're on the clock, we have nothing else to tell you but parade.
Yeah.
But everything is picture pointed. They're trying to make a good showing, a good face, or whatever, as if the parade management team did a terrible job in managing the parade. No, it wasn't. We were all in place on time, and everybody was putting their roles properly in place, and just the groups didn't execute the way they're supposed to execute.
Man.
I want to ask you a question. Why they lock up Barabbas?
Barabbas was locked up because Barabbas came out after I put Ray Forward was on the clock. Barabbas bought his group out from wherever they was into one of them corners, whatnot, and just began to walk down on the parade road. I said, Barabbas, it ain't gonna happen.
Okay.
Last year he did it. Dion, pardon me, to please let him just go so it won't be like something happened. I didn't do it this year. I asked officer that group is not to be on the parade. I said, could you ask them to please to believe the parade? No more I had to say. Him and the police had whatever differences and talk and whatever they had to say. And you know, if you listen to this report, this is his voice saying, telling the police, I going down there to march. If you don't want me by the march, you got to lock me up. Is that respectful? Does that something to show kids that you so-called having on your parade trip to manage? But they had not more than 25 persons there. Okay. But the thing about it is that it's not a kid's parade. If the kids can't take the time and effort to stand down and tell the numbers are called or tell they're allowed to parade, they need to stay home.
Yeah.
There's a junior jungle parade that comes to the early evening hours to deal with kids.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And I had nothing else to tell to say to the robbers. I had nothing other than actively to keep the road clear because the way forward was already on the clock. Nothing more, nothing less.
So it seems that a lot of people walked away from the parade feeling that it definitely was not executed. A lot of people were saying that, you know, they did not enjoy the parade as much this year. A lot of people were disappointed. The time was a big issue. There were other issues. So looking forward, trying to figure out solutions, what has to happen? I'm kind of disturbed that you said you didn't have the meetings, like you guys weren't, sounds like you weren't all on the same page. What has to happen? Because we don't want to keep putting out a product like this that's inferior to years gone by.
Mary Jane, I really didn't want to say this on the radio, but I mean, let the chip fall where it may. You think the parade was terrible on Boxing Day? Stand by.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Well, Sox and we get swing again. I can say that now.
Yeah. But Mr. But like I say, my involvement with Jean-Claude was from 1973 as a little boy.
Oh, boy.
I probably remember in Chippendale Farm Road area when the Vikings.
Yep.
The Vikings, correct.
At the one out the road. I asked the news reporters if they ever been in the Captain Phillips shop. They don't even know where that is in the Bahamas.
just for those who want to know where it is, call Mel Bank where that is right now.
You know, I'm not a person who involved just managing the parade as it is now. I was known to be one of the best trumpet players ever played in Junkanoo in the Bahamas. I'm not in the top 5 to 10, I'm not even for it. I don't think I'm top 5, I can say.
Mr. Earl, we want to thank you for all of your contributions throughout these many, many decades, as you've mentioned, in helping us to, you know, continue to grow Junkanoo that benefits our culture so much. I'm very sad to hear that, you know, it came to an end, your role as a marshal. It came to an end the way that it did. But I guess, like you said, stay tuned. We're going to see what corrective measures happen because it has to happen.
And I say to all Junkanooers, all Bahamians, my love for Junkanoo is for Junkanoo. I have no loyalty to no organized group or organization as far as whoever governs the Junkanoo. As long as I can make a contribution to Junkanoo, it's my heart goes out for the love of Junkanoo and not for no personalized.
And I know, but
whatever they have on their agenda mm-hmm. for my reasons or whatever happened, I can tell anybody, including Douglas Hanna, if he can come to me any day, any time, and said I did something that the rules and regulations of government in Junkanoo was hard, then you can put me wherever you want, put me and call me whatever you want to call me. But I know I govern by rules and regulations, and I did my best.
Now, Mr. Rowe, before you go, experience is strictness. I want to thank you, in addition to MJ and Pearly, I want to thank you for doing something that a lot of young men need to see in this country. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So thank you for being a good old school example of what man is, stand on two legs and stand up for what you believe in.
And we have, as a country,
gone too many years not calling out wrong where wrong is, and we need more people to be able to say where wrong is and call it for what it is.
And Talking Head's got your back.
Must say, Talking Head is, by not trying to slap him in any way, is my favorite show, and I listen to you every day. But because of my voice and because of me speaking, everybody in the Bahamas knows me talking.
Yep.
I checked most of my information.
No.
And you
for 2026, you are now our official Junkanoo Talking Head. Yeah. You are our voice in Junkanoo.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Yes.
So whatever I can be, whatever I can offer to you on your show, with your show,
I'm
more than happy to share the love of Junkanoo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Catch up with Waggy because I left him a care package last week. I want to make sure you get straight.
I just leave him two minutes ago. I got a final of him in short order.
Right.
If you get it. And I left him give you a
And if not, call me back and I'll make sure you get one.
Okay. Well, no problem. You want to come to the office? I live in Final Road. I want to go in Final Road.
You call by
the Guardian?
Yeah, you call me when you get off and we'll work it out. I promise. Yeah.
I appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Right. Take care, brother.
All right. Now, when I said it earlier, y'all thought, oh, that's naughty being naughty. I got a gut feeling.
Yeah.
I got a gut feeling. Like Kansas City Chiefs, well, opponents of the Kansas City Chiefs over the last 4 years, they had gut feelings in the playoffs, right? They had gut feelings. Okay? Well, this is a gut feeling we got. Wow. And that's a problem in this country. We have always torn down the best at something, whether it's sports, music, acting, spelling, in order to push mediocrity.
Yeah.
When I won 7 straight and High Point trophies in a row, you know what people was telling me? You should really, like, sit a year out, give somebody else a chance.
But this is when you was a swimmer.
Yeah, and I was like, no, maybe other people should get in the pool every day like I do after school with Benny Cole and Bud Geiselman and swim.
And work hard.
And work. Okay?
Yep.
I hate that. And I think that's a big part of why I run hot with your boy LeBron so much.
Yeah. Now, you had the Mamba mentality from before you even know about him.
Right. And that's because I had individuals such as yourself, the Chippendale community, my grandpa, KM, your dad, Mr. Earl Thompson, people who would instill in us, but you coming up, be something.
Yep.
And don't be afraid.
Yep.
You know what my grandpa used to tell me all the time? Walk tall, have a loud voice, and carry a big stick.
Walking tall.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Don't back down from nobody, Usman.
Yeah.
Here's a texter. MJ, there is only one word to describe this Junkanoo Parade disaster, and that is shambolic. This nation needs to have in place, ongoing, proven train management before embarking on anything at this scale nationally. This is how we miss potential global blessings. How in this state can this joke of a parade compete for television, advertising, and rights internationally? The Junkanooers were let down. I do feel they
no,
were
but
let
you know,
down.
You know what's wrong with a lot of times? We see people doing things and say, man, I could do that, you know.
So easy.
I tell time to do it.
And now,
why would you not, Aaron Jones, and Greg, I've worked with this brother from the IRC into the tally room and all that. He is meticulous. He is a consummate professional. He takes it serious.
Hmm.
And for you, that's because you want to put someone else there, you get rid of this good guy.
You overlook him.
I got another text before we get to the callers.
We
good, afternoon, good afternoon, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly. We need some major changes for Junkanoo. Who is responsible for cleaning up after Junkanoo, for one? I'm seeing Junkanoo pieces all over Bay and Shirley Streets 3-4 days after the parade. I have a plan to help Junkanoo be 110% better. Well, thank you, Dexter, for your suggestion. Let's see what it is.
But roads and parks are responsible for cleaning up, just so you know that.
But their workers haven't been paid.
No. The staff of roads and parks.
Oh,
contractual workers.
Okay.
The contractual workers
haven't been paid, though.
No. Yeah. No. They do that to them every month. They do them wrong every month.
The Texas recommendation is to place speakers and microphones all along the parade route. I hate to see dancers dancing to air. Junkanoo needs its very own special acoustic indoor stadium. And that way, I think the parade will be a lot better. Until we could get the stadium, definitely microphones and speakers. And when you think about it, we've got speakers placed where you could actually go on and make an announcement, bring down that could go over the noise, which you can do, where they could hear. Saxon, you need to be online in 20 minutes.
Well, maybe you don't say that, but I'm sure they have a communication system. The thing is respecting it, because you just heard Mr. Roll talk about how, you know, they were told you're on the clock now, and then someone comes behind him and takes them off the clock. That's the kind of problematic decision that causes us to have such a terrible parade like the one we saw the other day. It was shambolic.
And
That's a great word, shambolic.
Garbage. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, I'm a family man.
Hey, Muff.
Hey, what's going on,
what's
Muff?
Up, my brother?
Hey, Chris, every time I hear twin number, I jump up and start doing the McGreedy. of course, man, the man has a role. Of course, the man of integrity,
of
man.
Course.
Listen,
that's
Muff.
That's of course.
Incredible, man. Of course, man. But MJ, I agree with you and all the couple of the texts too. I started to watch it on TV, though. This is the worst one I've ever seen.
It was too long.
Uh-huh.
Everyone who been to tell me that too, it was, you know, they didn't enjoy it. It was boring.
No.
It really was too long.
Couldn't get your money's worth. You couldn't stay through that whole thing, so you could not get your money's worth.
Correct. Right, it's crazy.
Somebody texted. Go ahead, Muff. Sorry.
Go ahead, Muff.
No, Muff. You just call her. You're the guest. Go ahead.
I know Dwight good too. I know him a long time from the road traffic days and things like that. So,
okay.
You know, you stand on principle, man. But Andrew Pendleton and Douglas Anna, they take it over now. I think I'm in there already. I hope tomorrow night or tomorrow Thursday morning don't be like how that one was, because that wasn't ready at all.
No.
Only one thing I got to say to you, though, Muff. I hope tomorrow night turns out great for you.
Yeah, I'm getting an end of noise. You tell him 7:30 tomorrow, go Kings. But I have something for MJ too.
But hold on, though. Hold on, Muff. I got something for them stinking Pittsburgh Steelers fans of you. I tell them I want them to be very close to the radio.
I can get to that, too.
I tell them, because Naughty Damas about to call in a prediction.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been telling them it was the end in tears for them for about 9 weeks now, right?
What you got for me, Muff? What you got for me?
Me and you can tell them Baltimore can finish them off Saturday. They can finish with them mascot. They're not killing them. They had one first down in the second half. Yeah.
Okay.
But MJ boy, okay, see, they don't want to see the Spurs.
They don't want to see it. Pearly, let him know what I wear today.
And she got Spurs number one jersey on.
I wear my Spurs jersey today.
Hold on, man. Wait a minute. Where's the part
of my wonderful Christmas present for my husband, my Wemby jersey?
You know I love you that I spend money on a Spurs jersey, right?
You got to. You got
to.
Yes. You got to.
It's Wemby.
You know how much I love you that I spend on that, right?
Yes.
You got to.
It's wonderful. I love it.
Because there was a number 77 in purple sitting right there to match the one I got in yellow already. And there was also another one. It was the Red Sixers with VJ.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I got to get the Luke. I got to get the VJ. But
it's the next lap.
Yeah, no, next lap. I got to add the blue VJ to go with the black VJ, and we good to go.
Okay. Yeah.
And props to VJ playing his little behind off in the NBA, doing big things.
Sure is.
Yeah. And last night was a rematch of the 2024 finals, you know, but we had to deal with Denver. But Nurkic going down with that knee.
He's gone 4 weeks. But he's lucky. He's only a hyperextension, so there's no damages to the ligaments. So he'll be out about 4 weeks, and he'll be back. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
Because
we end up beating them. Because
we're
losing a lot of games. But Fairly naughty. You see all the spoilers going down this weekend. Hey, boy, the Rams last night, boy. That game with the 49ers, boy, and the Bears. That was a crazy game.
That was a great game.
That was a great game.
And then the Bills, and then the Eagles Saturday.
I picked that one, but I am...
All the spoilers, them wake up good, man.
I was very happy with Atlanta, particularly Bijan Robinson. Very happy with him.
Bijan meant probably a fantasy championship on one play.
Listen, when he bust that 93-yard run, you should see me jumping up and down. I said, what happened out here? I say, I am a champion.
Hey, hold on. That reminds me of like 2 years ago with Jahmyr Gibbs. Second play of the game, he busts off a 60-yard touchdown. Second possession, he busts off another one. She asked me, where are you going? I said, going outside. I'm going to, you know, put my feet up and enjoy myself. I just won a fantasy championship.
Amen. Now, I didn't even care about the cool after that.
The next she made me sweat, though. I was in the same spot, outside sweating. She come out and asked me, MG, come, what happened? I said, but I need Jahmyr Gibbs to score me with 26 points tonight. It's doable. Might be going to take a drive, going to my in-laws, come back. When I was leaving the in-laws, I was like, all right. You got to make up 15 points. It was a good run. Made it to the championship 2 years in a row. By grab. Not from my mouth to God's ear. Two players later, Jahmyr Gibbs around the right side for 26 yards and a touchdown.
Love it.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, right? Love and boy, it. I started talking the most ish after I won. And then I called him and I said, listen, I'm tired of this bush league. I'm tired of this. Take your trophy, turn it sideways and ram it up. Rudy Poo Candy, you know what?
Anyway, Muff, happy holidays to you. Enjoy the New Year's.
I want you all to look out for that 49ers Seahawks game.
That's going to be a brilliant game.
That will be good.
You all had a wonderful year. Great show all year again, too. Looking forward to 26 coming up.
You've been a big part of it, man.
Excellent work, everybody.
And we appreciate you. You've been a big part of it, especially with the sports, man. And looking forward to talking sports with you in the new year and roasting them stinking, dirty, disgusting, no good Pittsburgh Steelers neighbors of yours.
I appreciate you.
All right, Bob. Take care. Happy New Year.
Tell your Steelers neighbors, tune in on Sunday. Make sure I be in from 11 o'clock. I got something for them. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Call us back then, caller. If we
call
had
us
you on
back,
hold too long.
Caller.
Be like talking. You know, that's gonna be patient with us.
Yeah. All right.
That's why you call it Talking Heads.
Hey, I bet you text the middle finger to Ohio State. Let's go Canes.
Let's go Canes.
Start boy hard with me right now.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah, now, hold on. Right in front of his mummy. Right in front of his mummy. Let him know what we could do to him.
He get it. You will become a man. Don't lose.
His mouth been extra sticky.
Not sticky, overconfident, almost to the line of arrogance.
Juicy mouth, Ohio State Buckeye fan. Like, really?
Yeah. Oh, he was terrible.
Yeah.
Was terrible.
I just want to let you know.
He's going to get it.
Don't want to let you know he rolled in there after Sunday shows. I'm like, boy, they were really hard on me.
Yeah.
Just reminding me his Ohio State backing mouth. Signed a check, his Ohio State backing, you know what, backside couldn't cash.
We better hope they win. But if they win,
this Texas says the PLP then messed up Junkanoo and Christmas. They let the people steal baby Jesus out of the manger and then locked up Barabbas with next man. Y'all need to stop. Oh Lord, I still have
I understand that they took back the wrong baby Jesus.
How does that happen? I don't know.
I can't even. Apparently, I'm not sure that is to the break on this one. Apparently, I heard rumors to that too. Because when they put the baby Jesus back in, he was like "Suck passe, merci beaucoup."
See, you know what?
So it's going to the wrong one.
Cut, but can I say the break, Mr. Medusa, please?
To the break.
Talk. I didn't read 96.9.
Keep going, then they try to put it in a coffin. But this ain't give you that feeling. Where
I still just want to jump around and sing songs by Iron Star and D. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on that Rick and Scrape.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Guess who's had Burger King Nassau? SpongeBob SquarePants. That's right. Splash into any Burger King Nassau location and try the all-new SpongeBob Whopper. Flame grilled beef patty topped with SpongeBob secret sauce. All the fixings you love on a yellow sesame seed bun. And kids, dive into a BK Kids meal and get a fun SpongeBob SquarePants character toy no matter your age. SpongeBob Whopper combos are waiting for you at Burger King Nassau, where flame grill tastes better.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Here comes the Big Three on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
We the Big Three, like we started a league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali.
It used to be how they would get jiggy and ting to the sound of Rick and Scream. Be like my generation, ease up on this thing. Like we ain't grew up on this thing. A part of me still wanna sing. They Rick and Scream gone, then they try put it in a coffin. But this thing give you that feeling. Where Rick and Scream gone, then we're going down with all them songs. Then I still just wanna jump around and sing songs by Iron Star and Ting. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on that Rick and Scrape. No, some was told by Dino D. I grew up on K. I grew up on Ronnie. I grew up on Ali. Grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel. Hope you don't feel, cause I play IMBND. I don't need my Rick and Scrape. Wonder why y'all think I let this go. Hope you don't think, cause I make rap music and think that I won't let D-Ma play, that I won't play no smoke either. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on a Rick and Scrapey. No summer sung by Eddie, Bill Subs and Sweet Emily. I grew up on Ronnie, I grew up on Ali. Grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel. Hope you don't feel, cause I play IMBND. I don't need my Rick and Scrape. I hope that you don't think I let it go. Hope you don't think, cause I make rap music and ting. That I won't play Nita and Swing. That I won't play no Smokey though. If I can't hear Ghost, if I can't hear Cuckoo, so if I can't hear no more Rick and Scrape, what I could do.
You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with yours truly, Mary Jane, Naughty, and Pearly. And I think we're going to pivot right here, right? Let's talk, because I know we were having a conversation about this. I know that this has been something that a lot of Bahamians, particularly those in this business, have been paying attention to. But Pearly, just help us understand. What's happening with the marinas? What's going on?
What's happening with the marinas right now?
Let me just interject this right here, because I knew I had to call BS on my boy, Phil Davis Jr. Phil, use my boy, you know that. But please, I know Pearly go to the bat for his daddy, I'll go to bat for my daddy, start boy, and then you go to bat for me. So I know that's what you're doing. But please, don't put up all over Facebook and social media, wow, the Albany Marina is full.
The what?
The Albany Marina is full.
The one that's always full?
Bro, brother, Broheim. You are aware that Albany has a lot of those yachts there year-round because they're second homeowners.
They're people owners. Yeah.
Correct.
They're owners.
So with the same conviction, let's look at Valentine's Marina, which was empty, and I got the pictures.
Yep.
Let's look at Abaco, or let's call Roscoe, and they could take 25% or decrease in the marinas up there. And what really galls me is John Pinder, the MP, was up at Monaco last year on our dime. Waxing poetic. I got the video right here.
Yep.
Talking all kind of stuff about the Bahamas. knowing full well they was could do what the PLP do because they lack vision and tax the living daylights out of an industry or people.
And I
heard, instead of using the word tax, we'll use the word fee. And those folks saw that and broke.
That's it.
And don't sit in and say, well, the quality of butter has gone down. No.
It down 40%.
And then don't say that maybe the services. No. One thing that has been impeccable for years with all of these marinas, Family Island, and go check Hurricane Hull, that got issues. And go check Bay Street Marina. Go ask Peter Murray how the business doing.
It was slow at Hurricane Hull when we were there the other day. It was slow. It is. My goodness.
So I said that to say this. The industry is slowed down. Look at it for what it is. The way that they added those fees, it ran foreign yacht owners. They're going to go, and they're going to go where they could more and dock for less fees. In addition to that, they're going to go to marinas that could facilitate everything. And this is where I strongly disagree with your point about, oh, well, maybe the service. No. We have companies here, Peter Moore, I could speak to it in depth, and in the Family Islands, that these yachts have used for years. And they know who they go to for the dry cleaning. They know who they go to for the shopping. They know who to call to service the yacht. They know who to call to put gas in it. They know who to call to check the skiffs and the different things on board. They do laundry. They do all kind of things when they are here. And they spend, and the beautiful thing about it is they like the facilities close to the marina where it's one stop, and that is where we make our money. Be very interesting to see, though, moving forward, what this administration does. Because right now, review, they don't need to review. They need to redo, revamp, revisit.
And refix.
Refix all of that.
That's the most important one.
This is not working. When you got Bahamian captains to tell me naughty, it's horrible. I used to be home by 6 in the driveway, have a beer, and sit down for dinner with the family. By 7, I happy. Now I won't see my family for another month because I in Cayman on a yacht. I'm in Aruba on a yacht. I'm in Monaco on a yacht.
The thing about it.
So it speaks to the service we provide as far as captains in the yachts. The internationally, they want our captains, but they shouldn't have to go far from home to make a living.
But not only that, I heard Michael Pentan made some comments at John Canoe, and I look at the Facebook comments, and people are talking about he only in for the foreigners and Ray Ray and all that. And I sat down and said, heavy words. Those yacht owners, he's not crying for them, because what they're doing is going for the South and taking their business around. What he's crying for is, but not he listed, the mechanics. The skiff services, the cleaning people, the restaurants, the Airbnbs,
Bahamians.
The taxi drivers, all right? The people who losing money.
Bahamians.
The people who were laid off this week from some marinas because they can't, the business isn't there. That's who he was crying for, and that's what we should be making noise about. It ain't about them foreigners, because the foreigners taking their business somewhere else, and our Bahamians are losing out.
Well, the Deputy Prime Minister has already admitted that I guess they're going to go through some sort of a review process. So to me, that's a tacit admission that the way that this was executed, and I'm not opposed to a fee increase, you know, but I think that there's a sensible way that you can make incremental increases, maybe to eventually get where you want to go. The problem that I keep seeing over and over, and it's not just limited to this issue, so many examples that we keep seeing from this administration where the competency level just isn't there. You go and you put this thing in place, you wreck an industry by all accounts, and now you say, okay, well, let me revisit this.
The man was making noise about this from March 2025. People were saying to them this is a bad move. They were ignored, and now in December, going into the new year, we up the creek. I saw a yacht owner said, you don't have to increase the fees. You know, we have rules and fees in place. Enforce them.
Right.
Enforce them. But you make a move to drop certain taxes, and now you're trying to make it up on other ways. And it's not fair to the Bahamian people.
While we're talking on it, we got to talk about it in the new year, but I got to do some more due diligence. But there's a huge resort with a marina going up on Rose Island.
I heard about that.
And we got to find out the particulars as to who's involved with that. And I think that might tie into the now request to get the soccer stadium and put a potential marina there.
Because
you got to dump waste from Rose Island.
So if there's
no place to dump waste at Rose Island, you put that facility there, you dump your waste, you have your parking for your workers that are going to take the ferry to the island.
Yeah, so we'll just keep an eye on it. I think that's
and apparently it's a major investor. I mean, to the tune of, if I'm not mistaken, it's the same investor that has bought up a major chunk of Paradise Island too, including the Hirachi residence, the Myers residence, and a couple others. So obviously we're playing with a major player. We just need to know the who, the what, the when, the why, the where.
Yeah.
And how it all fits together.
Correct.
I think that'll be important to know. Talking Heads. Hi, caller.
Hey, guys. It's Nico. How are you?
Hey, Nico. Happy,
hey, what's going on, Nico?
Happy holidays
to you and the
happy
fam.
Happy holidays. That was the primary reason I called. I was just coming home from work and that sort of thing. Just letting you know what Candida Dame said on the radio today in regard to what for next year. You guys keep pushing for transparency and disclosure right across the board. I wanted to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and the best New Year ever. You guys have done a great job. I'm a huge supporter. And I just wanted to say thank you for your voice. And the gentleman that called in, the Junkanoo gentleman that stood tall, tell him I got his back.
Thank you so much, Nico. And thank you for being...
I got your back, you guys. You know that.
For being a talking head to you. You chime in at key moments, and we appreciate it so much.
Oh, no, I'm just lucky, that's all. All I'm saying is there's a number of us that have the resoluteness to stare the devil in the eye, and that is what I appreciate. I mean, Nico is best friends with my brother. He grew up in our home.
Shout out to Dino, man, and Chris.
Well, yeah. Well,
I don't shout out Chris because he's a Commander fan, but you understand what I said. And shout out to your dad, Mr. Moscow, Mr. Terry Moscow.
No problem. But listen, you guys keep doing what you're doing, and I'll talk to you guys hopefully in the new year. I love you guys.
Happy holidays, man.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, keep doing what you're doing.
Same way, Nico. All right, listen. I got to get to this one right. Sorry, I just tuned in. All the marinas are full. Go see for yourself right now. Text, I believe you full too.
That's,
full of crap.
I think that must be sarcasm.
That got to be sarcasm because guess what? Please text me back.
I
know.
A little slash afterwards.
Let me know
sarcasm.
That you're being sarcastic, that's because if not, I got a couple jokes I can crack on you.
Yeah, put the forward or backslash.
Because
so
I could
sarcasm.
Take you to Hurricane Horn right now and I could take you to Bay Street Marina right now. What happened? They just fill up in the last 10 minutes, eh?
I just think that there are ways that we could do it, and we just have to be. And you're right. I mean, we have been hearing alarms from very early in the year that maybe this wasn't the right move or the right time, so forth and so on. And I get it. If the government wants to increase fees, you know, they may have, you know, legitimate reasons why. I just think that such, because I saw a chart that examined our fees versus everybody else in the region, and we were really, really high compared to everyone else. It's almost like we priced ourselves out, you know?
Boy, these taxes, y'all ain't missing a beat. All right, boy, naughty sounds like, and I'm not going to read the name. I'm going to do my due diligence, but I'll say it like this. Boy, naughty sounds like that person you're referring to on Rose Island called Daddy and told him to raise the fees. But who's Daddy? I mean, oh, I get it now. Yeah, no.
Daddy.
Something is afoot there. You'll send the video tomorrow. Albany, listen, is this Phil Davis Jr.? Is this Phil? Are you one of Phil's drinking buddies? Are you one of Phil's farming, horticulture buddies? Excuse me, text her. See, now, since you're being serious.
I mean, can't be so NASA-centric, you know. I wanted to mention this because I'm understanding that this move has, you know, disproportionately affected our Family Island marinas. And so where's the talk about that?
What I want.
And where's the data? I think if I could see some numbers and if they're honest about it, and I mean, based on what the Deputy Prime Minister said, obviously there is some sort of a realization that this move probably could have been done better. But give us the data, give us the facts, don't give us your feelings.
And I think it's
because we are hearing that Bahamians are losing out, that people are struggling now based on this move that the government made.
And Bahamians are not being able to make money. The industry is down 40 to 60%, according to Peter Mori, in some areas, 25% in Abaco. And text, now you say you'll send a video tomorrow? But don't send me a video of Albany. We already addressed it. Those yachts are there. If you take that video tomorrow, you take that video a month from now.
You take that video every time. That's how it is out there.
Everybody knows Atlantis has gotten lucky over the last couple of years at the Christmas time. But check them out during the year. Their numbers have been base out.
Let's not throw this argument and try to throw a deflection on this argument. This is about the charter boat services that we're suffering.
And that's the reason why the marinas are empty.
Charter boat services are taking their charters south.
Yeah, not the 1% that have their boats there all the time. Bahamians
are losing the monies they make off of that. The people who come in have to rent a car, who have to buy groceries, who have to get their clothes cleaned, who have to hire a mechanic, who needs somebody to clean the boats, who needs all these things that Bahamians are doing, we're making money, are not.
Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, a pleasant good evening to you, Naughty, and to MJ, and to Purdy.
Hi.
How are you, man?
Happy holidays.
To you, man. And happy holidays.
I just want to take this time to wish you all a prosperous new year. I trust that God will continue to watch over all of us as we enter into this unseen 2026. I just trust that, you know, we would just trust in Him.
Amen.
We have a better year. I pray that the murders rate will continue to go down.
Yes.
We would have zero murder.
Yeah, that'll be.
But I'm dreaming.
That'll be good.
No, but that's a good dream. That's a good dream.
Yeah. Our leadership and our government as we go into an election year and everything else. But at the end of the day, we have a better Bahamas. So you enjoy your holiday and hope to see you next year by the grace of God.
Same to you, caller. Have a very, very happy holidays and enjoy the new year as well.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Amen, amen. And I'm getting people are telling me that the boating industry is down over 35%.
Yeah, that's the numbers.
And the person who sent me this, I trust that I know they check the numbers.
Naughty, I wash boats in Atlantis, Bay Street, and Lyford. But guess what? People in Valentine's who's wash boats, and in Abaco, and Exum, and in Luther tell me they base right out, and no boats are in the marina. So I get it. If you could be at Albany, props to you, by the way, and successful business in the new year. Glad to know you're doing well with that. But we gotta keep it 100, bro. I bet you'd be singing a different tune if you was in Valentine's right now with no boats.
Yeah.
And just your bucket of suds, hey. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Happy holidays, Naughty, MJ, and Burley.
Hey, how are you?
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Great, man. Hope you all to see 2026 and have a wondrous and prosperous. Yeah.
All the best to you and your fam too, bro.
Same to you.
Also, I wanted to say that the Deputy Prime Minister, his strategy in regards to tourism is just in effect with, seems like cruise ship tourists.
Yeah.
You understand? And it cannot be that way because all other aspects of the maritime industry are affected when you make silly mistakes like this.
Yeah.
Which I'm calling it a silly mistake because I don't think no one's there who has the knowledge in maritime to even come to consensus that this would have been a bad decision.
Yep.
So therefore, like MJ said, to put the right people in place to be effective. And whoever's in place in these situations is not the right person.
Yeah.
So like I said, you guys have a happy holiday, a happy new year.
Thank you so much. Enjoy, caller. But it's true. And we're seeing it in so many different areas, you know. Some of these mistakes, maybe a year or two into an administration, you're still trying to figure certain things out. But, I mean, the term is practically over, and we're still seeing the same
old
thing.
Same old.
You know?
Well, Mr. Producer's giving me the signal.
Oh, that's it.
So we got it. Yeah, it's 5:54.
Ooh,
we got to get to the wrap.
Time went by so quickly.
News coming up at 6. And then don't forget tomorrow, you got the morning blend and you got the 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. shows. And
that's when
you get
to Aaron Green and then CA.
Mm-hmm. And when you get to 12 o'clock, we'll see you in the new year.
Yeah. What time is John Canoe
we'll
starting?
We'll see you Sunday for the press ball.
It usually starts at 1 or 2 a.m. after church. I don't know.
Right, because my goodness, if it started at 9, Boxing Day didn't end till what, 12 hours?
But come on. Midnight, but time you think
you understand what I'm saying? Be like the whole day we could be out? No, sir.
And Saxon fans, I just want you to practice this as you go to Bay. They can't beat us, so they cheat us. Just repeat that. They can't beat us, so they cheat us.
4 + 1 = 5, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let me—I'm not pulling for the Saxons. Just, you know, I'm just being the devil's advocate here. I'm not pulling for any group. I just want Junkanoo to succeed.
And look good in the
I want to see Junkanoo succeed.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we pulling for Saxons, though. I pulling for Saxons.
I want to see my Vikings in the B or C division, B division do well. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
So as we get out of here, man. You know,
shout out to the B groups, by the way. Shout out to the B groups. On point, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And shout out to the STING. Somebody put this thing on me.
Boom.
It was good. This
thing was good. And shout out to Barabbas. Tony, man, I know who got lock up smiling. All right.
Barabbas ain't scared.
Oh, boy.
Never scared. Yeah, text him, man. Props to you. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, man. Good luck with the boat detailing. But yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's
all
nice
that good
gig.
Stuff. And keep us posted in the new year, too, since you out there. Let us know how it's looking so yep. We can stay abreast with it.
But reach out to your network, too, because like I said, we're a bit New Providence-centric. We got to keep an eye because this may disproportionately affect, you know, the family island. So we can't just focus on what's happening here.
Exactly.
Texas says two a.m. Junkanoo starts.
2 a.m. All right. Thanks. Okay.
All right, thanks. So as we get up out of here, man, you know, me personally, listen, let's take all the good that we did in 2025 into 2026, leave all the negativity, all the ism, schism, all the foolishness, all the murder, all the crime, all the rape.
All the hatery.
All the hatered, all the teething, all the sweetheart, and all that foolishness. You leave that behind. Let's go bigger, better. And like our quote on say, upward, onward, forward, onward, upward, together.
And for you guys that they want applications for Dodger fans.
Oh, no. Oh, no. When you can start up again, Pearly, is it April?
Is
when you
start up? In February?
February. Oh,
baseball Johnson.
Spring training in February. Then we take a break in March for the World Baseball Classic, which
that's
is going to be
true.
Awesome.
Should be good this year.
This is
right?
Going to be awesome.
Should be good.
I mean, Japan beat the United States last year. Shohei struck out Trout last year. So it's going to be great to see.
It's going
to
be good, man.
Yeah.
But we just definitely want you to have a safe, happy new year. And may your best days in the past year be your worst days in the new year.
Hallelujah.
For MJ, for Pearly, this your boy Naughty, for Talking Heads, and everybody who contributes, man. Happy New Year. And
happy
listen,
year.
On the way out, St. Pete, gone but never forgotten, my brother.
Rest in peace.
And in 2026, we're going to remember your name and big you up again because you told me stay with the Cowboys. And in 2026, the Cowboys win in the damn Super Bowl. So,
No, 2026. You ain't making the playoffs, so you can't win in 2026.
Yeah.
2027, maybe.
Yeah,
the 2026-2027 season.
Okay, right,
but
they
ain't happening either way, so I don't know why you. Anyway. Happy New Year, everyone.
I just want to say, Naughty and MJ, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be here with you guys. It's been a great experience. And what makes it even so bad is when I go out and people big us up and say how much they listen to us and enjoy talking as, and particularly females. And that is such a good thing.
We're
doing something to teach women in this country more about sports.
There you go, man. Well, we appreciate you having it. You know, Pearly, me and MJ don't let nobody just grab the mic just like that, you know.
And hey, that's why I say
not
thank
know
you.
Any and anybody could roll in and just jump on, you know.
Pearly's special. You know that.
Amen. Yeah, he's special. Small yellow school bus special.
Oh, shush.
With a Dodger logo in the back.
You know what?
Two words, this is a good time to leave. Yes, 2025
behind. Happy New Year, everyone.
Angalai, listeners, I gave you all some good laughs today, boy. Angalai.
Good job. Fell you back in.
Be safe, everyone.
Be safe, man, and take care, and Happy New Year, man. From Naughty, MJ, Stat Boy, and Donnie, Pearly, everybody, super producer. Hey, Mr. Producer, man, props to you, bro.
Amen.
We couldn't do this the way we do this without you, bro.
Yeah, the best.
And you be safe, and you enjoy it to the fullest.
Amen. Happy New Year, Chris.
And I know you ain't got none of that case left, right? They're gone. My God.
You said four. You got but four left.
But four there. That under the table there. That done gone. Let's Happy New Year, everybody. If I can't ever run a cup, Bishop sing. I know what I could do and what I could do. Hope you don't feel good as I play reggae songs and ding. But I forget about Rican scrape. I hope you don't think that I let this go. Tis the season to crunch and be merry with KFC's festive feast. Gather around the table, the laughter, and the people you love most with KFC flavor that makes every moment brighter. So whether you're here for original memes or spicy moments, gather around for the memories that truly matter. Share 8 juicy pieces of your favorite KFC chicken with 4 buttery biscuits and make it extra festive with your favorite sides. Make moments full of flavor, not dish duty. KFC, it's finger-licking good.